I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. The trial, conviction, and sentencing of former Michigan State employee Larry Nassar for sexual assault on young gymnasts and other student-athletes over a time period covering two decades is over. But investigations, lawsuits, and public outcry continue as to how such horrible actions could have gone on for such a long period of time. On January 24th, the NCAA sent a letter of inquiry to Michigan State regarding potential NCAA rules violations related to the assaults by Nassar. Last week also brought the announcement by MSU Athletic Director Mark Hollis that he would be stepping down and retiring. University President Luanna Simon also submitted a resignation shortly after the trial's conclusion. The university has denied that the school covered up any misconduct by school administrators. To date, no charges have been filed against anyone other than Nassar, who was fired by Michigan State in 2016. The university's Board of Trustees has acknowledged new investigations by the Michigan State Attorney General, state lawmakers, and the NCAA. The school also faces lawsuits filed by more than 130 women and girls. More to come on This Week in the NCAA.
Every day, the NCAA is working across campuses to keep college athletes safe by committing research and resources to their physical and mental health. Physical and mental health includes, but is not limited to, education, research initiatives, and new policies on concussion, promoting best practices around cardiac health, sexual violence prevention and education, mental health resources and training, alcohol and other drug abuse prevention, guidance on nutrition, sleep, and performance, creating safety guidelines for all NCAA sports, support of the American Development Model to prevent overuse injuries. Whew. And that's just what we could fit within 30 seconds. Visit ncaa.org/wellbeing to learn more.
NCAA President Mark Emmert communicated with all member school presidents last weekend that a recent report suggesting that the NCAA was aware of sexual assaults occurring at Michigan State University in 2010 and did not report them was, quote, blatantly false, end quote. Emmert's email detailed how the association has worked with the sexual assault advocate who approached the NCAA in 2010 and wrote that no unreported cases were ever stated or implied. Regarding sexual assaults on campus, Emmert said, quote, "Our work has much further to go. There can be no room for this scourge anywhere in higher education," end quote. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.